Judges chapter 16, verses 20 to 25. Samson degraded. What an appalling word, degraded. Let's look at it. First of all, in verse 20, let's go back to that verse, please. I looked at that in a previous discourse, but let me draw attention to this again. I'll go out as before, said Samson. I'll shake myself. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. He woke from his sleep, yes, literally, but I'm afraid he was still sleepwalking. He thought the Lord was still with him. He thought he had his power. He thought he had his strength still. But he fooled himself. His sin has caught up with him. His weakness has exposed him now. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza, binding him with bronze shackles. They set him to grinding in the prison. The rulers of the Philistines, verse 23, assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their god, and to celebrate, saying, "Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands." They rejoiced. When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, "Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain." They were in high spirits, and they shouted, verse 25, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. Samson's degradation. Look at the words. He was seized. He was blinded. They gouged out his eyes. What pain, what suffering, what humiliation. They bound him. They bound him in brass. He was in shackles. They set him a grinding corn or something in the prison. Think of the pain. Think of the hours and hours of regrets. The blindness of this man. The sorrow. But his mind active, bringing back all his sin and his failure and his weakness. He'd sinned, and now he was repenting, if you like, at leisure. And look how the pagans are triumphant. Look at their worship, verse 23, praising their god Dagon, celebrating, mocking Samson, mocking God, mocking Israel, laughing, boasting, gloating, making sport of Samson. He's an entertainment for them. They can goggle at him. They can laugh at him, gloat over him. Look at the shame of it all. He's performing for the Philistines, and Dagon rides high, and Jehovah is humiliated. The weakness here, the abject state of Samson, the dreadful condition of this degradation. And it's not only Samson. It is God himself. And it is Israel. The man has become a performing monkey, verse 25. Our God, verse 23, verse 24, has triumphed over us. Oh, believer, this is a terrible warning to us. Sin carries terrible consequences. Sin, even the smallest sin, casts long shadows. What a terrible thought. Think, I today can live for Christ and exalt Christ and honor the name of Christ, the Lord God, or I can bring the name of God into disrepute and shame. I can be a blessing in the Church of Christ, or I can be a shame to the Church of Christ. The book of Titus, I think it's chapter 2, about being ornaments of the gospel. I want to be an ornament to Christ, an honor to Christ, an honor to the Church of Christ, a glory to God. I want to live, whatever I do, whatever I say, whatever I think, to the glory of God. Samson's a terrible warning to me. I want my public ministry, my private life, my individual work, my corporate work, I want it all to magnify the name of the Lord. I want to do nothing, say nothing, think nothing today that will in any way bring shame and degradation upon God and his people. I don't want to be an entertainment to the world. I want to show Christ to the world and be a warning to the world. The pagans are riding high here, and Samson is degraded. So it's a warning to me as a believer. I hope, believing friend listening to me, is a warning to you too, a challenge to you. Will your life today be for the glory of God in whatever you say and do and think? Or will you bring dishonor to the name of Christ? Will you make the church a laughingstock? Will you make men gloat over Christ and take the name of Christ in vain and laugh at him? Or will you so live and act and work and think that men must say, God be glorified. Let men see our good works and glorify our God in heaven. That's what Jesus said. That's the new covenant. That's the gospel. That's the word of God. May they see our good works, brother and sister, and glorify God. It has not come to Samson's degradation. Yes, he's a man of faith. Oh yes, Hebrews 11. Yes, he's a man who has the Spirit upon him. He's a man of power. He can lift gates and carry them to the top of a hill. He can kill Philistines. But here he is, a blind sport for the pagans, grinding away in the jail, ruined. But I will not finish this discourse without turning to the Philistines. Here are the pagans, riding high, gloating and glorying. Is an unbeliever listening to me? You may be laughing all across your face, my friend. You may be thinking how wonderful it is not to be a Christian. You may be mocking at God. You may be taking the name of Christ in vain, swearing, laughing, mocking at him. Be warned. Look at the Philistines here. They think they're triumphant. But there's one more discourse to come in the life of Samson. We've not yet quite finished. And the Philistines, although they don't realize it, their moment of triumph is their moment of being poised for defeat. The ungodly, in this passage here, on the brink of danger. I've read Gadsby's hymn to you, William Gadsby's hymn. Thou art on the brink of danger. Every unbeliever listening to me is on the brink of danger. Your breath is hanging on a thread, my friend, although you don't realize it. Our pulse is hanging on a thread. Any moment we could be ushered into the presence of God for eternal judgment, eternal damnation, or eternal life. And if we are not in Christ, thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face an angry God? These Philistines are laughing, they're gloating, they're degrading Samson and all the rest of it. But within a few moments, they're going to be crushed in utter defeat. Be warned, unbeliever. I say again, thou art on the brink of danger. It's a dreadful day for Samson. But actually, it's an even more dreadful day for the Philistines. Dagon is triumphant here, but Dagon is going to fall. And the Lord God will reign supreme again. But that's the final discourse. I'm afraid this one here, Samson, is degraded. That's a warning to me as a believer. But it's a warning to you, unbeliever, too. The Philistines, though they seem triumphant, though they seem to be thinking all is going their way, the deluge is coming. Samson has sown the wind and he's reaping the whirlwind. There's a warning to us, believer. But unbeliever, these men, the Philistines and women, who laugh today, will soon find themselves in utter confusion, death, and defeat. It's a tremendous warning passage. May God bless this word to us. It's the word of God here. I've tried to discourse upon it. May God bless these remarks, and may God's word not return empty to him. May it accomplish the purpose to which he sends it. May all of us, believer and unbeliever, be warned, the unbeliever to turn to Christ at once, and the believer to go out today to live for the glory, the honor, and the praise of the triune God, the magnification of his name. May God be glorified by this, for Christ's sake. Amen.